The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. Happy Wednesday. It's hump day.
Oh, yeah, it's hump day. No, it's also Drinksgiving today.
It's all Drinksgiving.
Right. Are you guys going to go hit the bars like and see all the people that are back in town, all your high school friends, and go get like blackout drunk?
Ooh. That is going to be a negative.
What are you talking about? That's what you're supposed to do today.
Well, I'm not going back home to my hometown today, so that's not happening. Jess, are you going today?
Yep.
So will you be hitting the bars?
I think so. Why not?
You're going to go to the Rusty Duck or something? Whatever.
Rusty what's, Trombone.
What's your hometown bar? Like if you had to go to your hometown dive bar.
What's the Rusty Trombone? That's something
that
else.
You don't want to know
that's
that.
Something on Urban Dictionary. Careful. This is a family show. But that would be a great name for a bar. So you're going to go to the Mucky Duck or whatever. What's your like hometown dive bar? If you were to go out tonight, Jess, the night before Thanksgiving, Drinksgiving, and go to the spot where you think you'd see like the most of your hometown heroes, what would it be?
Everybody goes to, but this is the one that like is like a high school reunion basically every weekend. It's called Dubbers.
Called what? Dummers?
Dubbers.
Dubbers?
Dubbers.
Like Dubbers.
Like Dubbers.
I don't get
it. Like Dubbers.
The hell does that mean?
Dubbers.
Like people that dub over stuff?
No.
Yeah, I guess you would be a dubber then.
The Dubbers? Selena, have you ever heard of... you're from Selena's also. Have you ever been to Dubbers?
I have been there.
And?
What?
Isn't that where everybody goes?
Yeah, everybody goes there.
Yeah, so I'm just asking, like, that's the spot, tonight?
It's just kind of, like, the only place to go to, really.
Maybe there's other spots. I mean, I wouldn't know.
You don't have, like, the sizzling artichoke or something? Or
No, the giant artichoke is in Castroville, obviously.
And they close early. It's not like a bar.
Yeah, it's a restaurant.
It's so funny.
It's really good, though. It's really good.
I believe that's an actual thing. I just made that up.
The giant artichoke? It's the artichoke capital of the world.
Right.
I recommend.
Totally.
Fried artichoke hearts, delicious.
So good.
I love a good artichoke. I thought that was WPS.
You guys, we have our first talkback of the day, like waiting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Did you want to get to that?
Sorry.
Hi, my name is Bree, and this is for Selena. Selena, if you haven't tried Backyard Bayou in Union Landing, I recommend giving it a shot. I personally think it's better than boiling crab. It has more sauce. It has more flavor. I think their fries are even better. But it's in Union Landing, and I go there pretty often. I went to Boiling Crab not too long ago and still thought that Backyard Bayou is better. But yeah, give it a shot.
Interesting.
Okay, she must be catching up on the podcast, and this is an oft-debated issue on the JV Show, because Jess's favorite, speaking of hometown Selena's places, your favorite restaurant is the...
The Crab Bucket.
Oh, yeah, the Crab Bucket. Yeah. The Crab Bucket. And Selena's like, no, hold my beer, move over, Crab Bucket. It's all about the what?
The Boiling Crab.
The Boiling Crab, but where's that one?
San Jose.
Okay, in San Jose. Yeah. Now she's saying, hold my beer because move over, Boiling Crab. The real spot is, what'd she say there?
Backyard Bayou.
Oh, Backyard Bayou.
Backyard Bayou.
You ever been there?
I've been there. I've been there a couple times.
Really?
And how does it stack up versus the Boiling Crab and the Crab
Bucket?
But
I haven't had crab from there.
Why not?
I don't know. They have a lot of different things on their menu. But I will say that the other things that I've had both times, it wasn't like the best experience.
Oh,
so,
don't besmirch the great name of the Backyard Bayou.
Maybe they do have really, really good crab. Maybe they do. I wouldn't know. I haven't had it.
But also, can we really trust Selena's rating when she's a little picky with her food?
Yeah, and she doesn't even like the Crab Bucket that much.
Right.
We all know that's
hello.
The best place
ever.
Yeah,
I wasn't a fan of the Crab Bucket really either.
Selena.
What's the name of the sauce we're supposed to get at the
Cowabunga.
Crab Bucket? Oh, the Cowabunga sauce. Hey, chef, can I get an extra order of the Cowabunga sauce on my crab?
Yeah. You can get mild or spicy, depending on
how you
Shouldn't
you just put
you
butter
it.
On crab? I feel like I'm masking it with some kind of Cowabunga sauce that,
no,
like,
you
it's
need Cowabunga.
The crab's
See,
not that good.
See, that's why I feel like you wouldn't like a lot of these crab spots, because you eat yours with just plain butter.
Yeah.
I don't, but, like, that's, like, the go-to thing for, like, lobster, and when it's really good, you don't need to, like... coat it with a bunch of different
but
flavors.
You do.
Like just let the crab meat or the lobster meat speak
for itself.
Yeah,
but you do
itself.
when it's a boil.
Yeah. You do all of that and then you do a ton of a lemon.
Obviously.
And a little bit of salt and pepper, you know?
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
But
so
I
Backyard Bayou.
Yeah.
So if we were ranking all three, the definitive ranking, let's go to Selena because you've had all three.
But I haven't had crab from Backyard Bayou and that's what we're talking about. So I don't know.
Okay, but if you had to just guess, your rankings would be...
If I had to rank them, it'd go Boiling Crab number one, Crab Bucket two, and
Shout
then
to the crab
Backyard
bucket.
Bayou last?
For me, I think it'd be crab bucket, boiling crab, and then bago crab.
Oh, here
also
we go.
In Salinas. And then I haven't tried backyard bayou. I also been wanting to try Cajun bowls. I guess that's in San Bruno. And that's also seafood.
That sounds good.
I can't handle another place here. I got enough of this. Can we get somebody on from the Crab Bucket? Because I want to know, like, how much business have we brought to the Crab Bucket? We've talked about them a lot. They owe us a lot.
Jess,
get some royalty checks.
I finally saw, I think you brought up onion boils.
Yeah.
I finally saw that on TikTok.
I kid you not. I saw another video of that last night and I saved it because I was like, I need to remind myself to make one.
I want to make one too. But you put a whole stick of butter in it.
There's a whole stick of butter in a lot of things.
The mashed potatoes
you're going to eat tomorrow on Thanksgiving, there's a whole stick of butter in there.
No,
spoiler alert.
No, I know, but not in just my serving.
Graham, we have to show you the videos because, oh my God, that looks delicious.
And then I saw the same girl, the video, I stalked your page. She did an onion boil and then she did a cabbage boil.
Wait, what?
I know. Anyways, Graham, she's showing you the video.
Whoa!
What do you think? Are you in?
That's a lot of onion.
Are we onion boiling?
We should.
I try
it. And it's one stick of butter in that one onion, and you eat the whole thing.
That's fine.
No, you're going to die.
That's what I said, and you were like, newsflash, there's a stick of butter in your mashed potatoes.
I didn't know it was in one.
Yeah, I said in one serving.
How do they get it all in there? That's what she said.
Stick it in there, and then.
Yeah, that's what she said also.
Anyways, I forgot what we were talking
about. Yeah, whatever, me too.
Moving on.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9 is the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Tess.
You know, every Wednesday at this time, we do something called our cool or not list. We throw some things out and we discuss, is that cool or not? Graham, would you like to go first?
I would. What do you guys think, cool or not? Guys, it's mainly guys that take their shirts off at football games.
Like in the stands?
Yeah, they're in the stands. They're fans. Sometimes they're painted up. A lot of times they're not, and a lot of times it's cold weather cities where it's really, really cold, and I think they just want to show how manly and tough they are, and they take their shirts off in the stands.
I'm going to go not cool.
I'm going to go not cool.
Because no one's looking at you like, oh, look at how manly you are.
I'm going to say not cool unless your whole chest is painted. If your whole chest is actually painted and you're here with the group and it's like it's spelling something out or whatever, sure. If you just have your shirt off and it's just your bare body, nah. Not cool.
I've been seeing a lot of that lately, and I'm always like, scratch my head. I saw a bunch of it. Like, you see it even at Niner games when the weather was nice. Dudes are out there just shirtless, like,
That grosses me out.
And not painted up. Now, what about that? The painting of the chest.
The body paint grosses me out, too.
Like, we've been there, done that, right?
I don't know.
There's nothing new there.
I mean, I don't mind it. It's still, like, a good way to get into it. Get into the game.
Get into the game. It's generally not somebody I'd like to see with their shirt off.
Yeah, like unless you're like a model.
And how do you get all the paint out of all that hair?
I can picture you would never do this, Graham.
I feel like I probably have done it in the past, maybe in high school or something. We probably painted ourselves up. I'm sure we did that. I don't know.
Seems like something you would have done in college.
It really does.
But I'm just wondering now, like, why are we taking our shirts off at NFL games? I don't know. Part of me is like, put a shirt on, bro. Like, it ain't that serious. And then the other ones where I see it at the really, really cold weather, like, what are you trying to prove that, like, you're better than hypothermia?
Right. No one's like, oh, my God, that guy's so manly. He's shirtless. If anything, it's like, oh, my God, that guy's so hairy. We can see all his hair.
You watch these guys at, like, Buffalo Bills and stuff, and the temperature's, like, damn near zero. There'll be a shirtless dude out there. What are you doing?
Did you go to a lot of football games in college?
We didn't have a football team, so no. UC Santa Barbara was, we had all the other sports. Go Gauchos. Ole, 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 ole. Gauchos.
No,
we didn't have a football team. No.
Interesting. Well, then never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind. Well, I'm going not cool on that.
I'm with you on that. Not cool. Okay. I'm out on the shirtlessness.
Cool or not, supposedly this is the game for Thanksgiving that everyone's going to be playing with their friends and family.
What is it?
Buzzball hot potato.
Oh.
What is that?
I guess I was going to say I've done this before, but not really. Because what we've done with my friends is just had that, like, biggie buzz ball, like, the huge one. And then you just pass it around and everybody does a shot of it. But this
okay, this is actual
different.
Hot potatoes. Okay. I saw some people doing it at Friendsgivings. Like you're playing hot potato, but with one of those giant buzz balls.
Yeah. Okay.
Then whoever it stops on, that person has to chug it. I mean, not the entire thing. Those things are huge, but like chug some of it for, I don't know, maybe there's a designated amount of seconds or whatever.
Is there a hot potato timer or song? Like,
how
do you know when it stops?
I don't know if there's an official. Oh, yeah, there is a song, isn't there?
I don't know if it's an official song.
Like, how do I know that I'm the one that it landed
on?
That's
a good question. Because my kids have a hot potato toy, and it plays music in the toy, and then it, like,
right,
shuts
I remember
off.
That. I remember those
right,
things.
Right, my kids have that. That's a good question.
So there needs to be some way or some song.
I think they're just, you could just be playing music.
Yeah, maybe
music.
Someone plays music and then just stops it.
Hits the stop
and whoever it stops on.
And just hazes the same person every time.
Yeah.
Your drunk uncle. Let's just get wasted. Buzzball hot potato.
I like it.
I'm here for it. Sounds
cool. I think
cool.
Yeah, cool.
All right,
yeah.
I'm with it.
Dang it, I forgot my buzzball this morning. We could have been playing.
Dang it!
Do you have something or ain't nobody got time for that?
Ain't nobody got time for
that's
that.
That's what
cool,
I was thinking.
Bro. Not cool.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, it's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day.
Yeah, it's Black Wednesday today.
Blackout.
It's not called Black Wednesday.
Oh, Blackout Wednesday.
Yes. Graham.
Yeah.
We're not going to say any names here.
Okay.
But you recently did say that someone here in the office got some stinky breath.
Uh-huh.
Do you, unless you want to say who it is.
No, I don't.
Okay, we're not going to say who it is.
Male or female?
You guys know. If you guys didn't smell it, then
I honestly didn't smell it. But look, after you said that yesterday, I went home and I saw this article about how garlic extract mouthwash can actually help with halitosis, with bad
That's
breath.
So washing your mouth out with something worse than your
extract.
Breath.
Yeah.
Washing your mouth out with something even stinkier than your breath. Helps with your stinky
sense.
Breath.
It'll
How
cancel
does
that make
out.
Sense?
It'll cancel out.
No, it
you'll
just...
smell like garlic more than bad breath.
I don't know which is worse.
I feel like the garlic it has to be worse. Honestly, they kind of smell the same. This happened one time. Sometimes I get like the jar of like minced garlic at the grocery store. And I don't know how, but I guess a couple weeks ago I had left that slightly open in my refrigerator. And every time I opened the fridge, it was just like bad breath
like
coming
big
at
garlic
you.
Burp.
It was so bad, and I could not figure out where it was coming from until I tightened the jar and the smell went away. But like it was just, it literally smelled like bad breath, like worse, times a thousand. So I'm not,
a thousand?
Look, according to this new article, garlic extract is nearly as effective as chlorhexidine, which is the antiseptic that's used in actual mouthwash, and it kills bacteria and fungi in your mouth.
There's fungi in my mouth?
Yep.
Ew.
Yep. And so now they're looking at garlic as a possible cure for halitosis. But if you use too much of it, it can trigger some other side effects like burning.
Turn into a werewolf?
No.
Start growing a lot of body hair.
Burning sensations.
Okay.
Oral numbness, plus teeth and tongue staining.
Oh, dude. Imagine if your teeth are all, you already have bad breath and your teeth
know.
Get stained with garlic. No thanks.
I'm out. I'll stick to regular mouthwash.
Yeah, me too. But just in case you want to try the garlic trick after your Thanksgiving meal to get
no,
rid of.
No, I don't use mouthwash either. I thought that was bad. Like, you don't want to kill all the bacteria in your mouth because then it only leaves behind the meanest, baddest, bacterial resistant bacteria that's like can be. And then your
it
mouth
does?
Is just festering
I
with even
thought,
worse bacteria.
I thought you should use mouthwash, but it depends on the order. So I think you need to do it. I think some people do it at the end. You have to do it at the beginning, or I forgot exactly what the order has to be.
I heard it's kind of a no.
Like, that way you put some fluoride back in your teeth with your toothpaste. So you do the mouthwash.
Oh, I'm doing it all backwards.
But I heard it was a bacteria thing. You don't want to kill off all the bacteria in your mouth because you need some of that bacteria in there. Some of that bacteria is eating the stuff that probably is causing your bad breath. Like, you need a balance in there. And when you use, like, that harsh mouthwash, it just wipes out everything that's in there.
So you're telling me...
It only leaves behind the baddest of the bad.
So you're telling me the person here in the office... A little bit of mouthwash wouldn't help that.
That would definitely be helped
Thank
by
you.
That. Anything legit would be that. People go nose blind to their own breath, right?
Yeah, they have to.
But I still feel like you know.
I think you do
I don't
know.
Think they do.
I think you do know.
I don't think they
well,
know.
Well, you know, maybe you know initially, but then you get used to the smell, I guess, if you don't do anything about it.
But what about when you like all of us do it, like where you kind of cup your hand, you're like,
see,
and then you can tell if you have bad breath or not.
But not everybody does that. Like walking around day to day, you're not walking around.
Yeah, but they don't even need
to
cup their hand. They can smell.
But
I think
it's a nose blind thing, because there's been times, you know, after you eat certain things, like, you know, your breath is stinking, but it's like, I only know because the taste that's left in my mouth, not because I'm able to smell my breath. Do you know what I mean?
And I guess I can see that, because I feel like, yeah, there's times where I'm like, oh my God, does my breath smell bad right now?
It does.
So you're like thinking about it,
but you can't smell it.
Yeah.
So I honestly think that they don't know.
So they've gone totally nose blind to it.
Yeah.
So there's no cure once they're like.
No, the cure is garlic. That's the cure.
Okay. All right. So let's draw straws, and then the person with the shortest straw has to tell the person in the office that. It's time for some mouth.
You're the one that smelt it. So whoever smelt it, dealt it.
Everyone take their straw.
All right.
Okay.
Dry straw.
Jess
got the shortest one. Yeah, that's you. In our imaginary,
I hate you guys.
In our imaginary straw draw. Sorry, that was you.
No. All right. We are so dumb.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
A couple things you might want to watch coming up here. You know, Zootopia 2. Mm-hmm. It's finally out, or it drops, today. Today it's out. Graham, will you be taking the kids to see that at some point?
Didn't we already have a Zootopia 2?
No, that was
because it just
Zootopia
came out.
Zootopia 1.
Okay.
Which was really good, by the way.
I liked it too.
I'm like shook. I swear my kids have shown me like three of these already.
Really?
What am I thinking of?
Maybe you're thinking of like Madagascar or something.
I don't know.
Or you're thinking of like Pets,
like,
The Secret Life of Pets. Maybe
I did like Zootopia 1. That was good.
Zootopia was really good. The other thing, let me know if you guys have any interest in watching this With Love, Meghan Holiday Celebration.
Is that a Meghan Markle related thing?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm out on that one.
She's getting a holiday special on Netflix. The trailer just dropped for it. And people noticed the dress she had on in the trailer. She's wearing this green gown. And people did a double take because it's the same gown that she wore for her cover shoot back in 2022 that she did with Variety. And according to sources, she practically, how do I say this without making her sound like a thief? She stole the dress from the shoot.
Oh.
For her royal archive. She archived the dress, but she took it without permission is what some people are saying.
I love that you could just be like, I'm not taking this, I'm archiving it.
Archiving it.
It's a thing we royals do, and then the people are like, I guess I can't have that. Can we go back to the Zootopia 2 really quick?
Yeah.
That's coming out in theaters?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. Some of these things hit straight to streaming nowadays. Don't
not
like,
something as big as Zootopia.
Ah. You know what I was thinking of? Bad Guys. Because Bad Guys 2 has already come out. My kids have already seen that one.
Okay, yeah. Bad Guys is different. And Bad Guys is a bunch of different like spin-off ones. There's like a holiday one.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it's a bunch of animal characters that look just like the characters from Zootopia.
Right.
But
okay.
The Zootopia ones are like iconic.
Yeah, so are the Bad Guys ones.
I guess.
Back to the Meghan Markle thing. So she stole this dress from this photo shoot. And now she's wearing it in her new Netflix holiday special. And according to some people, this is what her people are saying. They're saying as a royal, she was required to archive all of her looks. Other sources are like, that's not actual royal protocol. Like, she just took it. That was her excuse.
Even if it is real royal protocol, that's stupid. Why do we have royal protocol? It's 2025. I'm taking this because I need to archive every single one of my iconic looks. Nobody cares.
So you guys will not be watching her holiday special.
No.
It's just going to be her stirring like a pot on the stove of jam in the entire time.
Yeah, her jam.
He's just watching her make her jam.
Have you guys even tried to watch any of her stuff? Yeah, I told you I tried to
time,
and I agree with everybody. It is so unwatchable.
Yeah.
And even I can stand watching some pretty unwatchable things, but not that.
Yeah, Selena will watch surgery videos, like people gruesome like injuries, sometimes gruesome deaths, but Meghan Markle talking.
That's where I draw the line.
She's out.
That is where I draw the line.
I'm glad you have some standards.
Thanks.
And morals.
All right, next, let's talk about Thanksgiving.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Welcome to Thanksgiving Talk on the JV Show on Wild 94.9. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
I got some Thanksgiving questions for you guys. Let's just run through some of
them.
Stuffing or dressing?
Like, stuffing. What do you call it?
What do you call it, or which do you like better?
Isn't it the same?
So
is it? Dressing sounds different.
This is what's so confusing to me. So I just looked it up. Stuffing is made inside of the turkey. Dressing you make separately. But in all the stuffings and dressings that I've had, dressing is more more like a wet mixture. Stuffing's always drier.
I thought it was a tomato, like it was the exact same thing.
They've always
same
been
thing.
Very different when I have it.
Yeah, I've never called it dressing. I've always called it stuffing.
Oh, I've had family members that call it dressing, but I just assumed that we were all just, it's just different nomenclature for the exact same thing. Because like, I don't know, my Thanksgiving is really big and I feel like all the stuffing that is made there, which we all call stuffing, some people call it dressing. I doubt it's all inside the bird.
Well, then it's dressing.
Well, stovetop stuffing ain't never been in no bird, and it's still stovetop stuffing.
Hey, I'm just telling you the AI overview, okay? That's what it says.
So it's wrong.
Yeah, not factual.
Cranberries, do you eat it?
Yep.
I don't do that. My mom always brings out the canned ones, and she like puts it onto a thing, and it's like still the shape of the can. I'm like, who is eating that? I think it's just for decoration at this point, like just to have it.
I was anti-cranberry most of my life, but then once I had some homemade cranberry sauce, it's way better than the canned. There are still canned cranberry stands out there,
really?
And they love that stuff. Mm-hmm. But every year, Kate's family makes homemade cranberry sauce. I was about to say stuffing, cranberry sauce. And the recipe was passed down to her from one of her professors in college. His name was Baldwin Chang. And every
year. Seriously?
Yeah. And every year at the meal, we all toast Baldwin Chang for his cranberry sauce recipe because it's that good.
Is he still alive?
Don't know.
Well, we need to figure this out and like let him know that you guys are toasting to him every Thanksgiving. This is kind of, I think he'd like to know that.
To Baldwin Chang. Yeah. There's always a toast that's
Baldwin
proposed.
Chang.
Yeah, to Baldwin Chang and his cranberry sauce recipe. So good. Made with real
Baldwin
cranberries.
Baldwin Chang is a software engineer at Meta.
That's different. That's a
what if it's the same guy?
That's a different
maybe
one.
Maybe he's moved on. Just
maybe he has. Or maybe,
oh
he's,
God.
Or maybe he's moved on and he's in another life.
Rest
we don't
peace.
Know. But either way, we toast him every year. And then I became a fan of cranberry sauce.
Do you guys put gravy on everything?
No.
No.
The turkey and mashed potatoes, yes.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I'll do.
Dude, mashed potatoes sounds so good right now.
And will you guys take a bite of everything at once?
Yes. You have to mix everything. The perfect Thanksgiving bite involves the exact right proportions of turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, and green peas.
What about mac and cheese?
Nope, it's not in that bite.
What?
It doesn't. Mac and cheese doesn't need to get mixed up with all that other crap.
You combine two things per bite. Like
a
little bit of this,
a
little bit of this.
I have like one bite of one thing at a time.
I remember this.
Okay,
you're the most boring
Thanksgiving.
Is that
psychopathy?
Yeah,
yes.
That is.
Why?
Getting just one thing, you need to combine a few flavors, but it's also a little psychopath to combine every single one.
Not every single one, because the mac and cheese, that doesn't need to be combined. That's like standalone good, you know?
Okay.
But if you're just having one little bite of dry ass turkey like Selena, like
but it's
how many heads are
but
in
like
your freezer?
If I want to eat the turkey, I want to just eat the turkey. If I want a bite of potatoes, I want to just eat the potatoes.
But spoiler alert,
don't forget to leave that.
Spoiler alert, like turkey ain't all that good. You know, like turkey's just like, it's good. It needs to be mixed with all the other delicious stuff.
I don't like it.
Also, I thought you guys were going to roast me for saying that green peas needed to be in that bite because that to me is a
Thanksgiving
staple.
Oh, you have peas
staple.
At your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, they have to be. That's part of the
Well, it sounds like WPS, so
bite.
I just let that one slide for you, Crab.
I'm telling you, the green peas, they're swimming around in the gravy, mashed potatoes, and stuffing, and turkey bite. Best bite you've ever had.
That is disgusting.
Selena's over there like, ooh, let me just have one tiny bite of mashed potatoes by themselves. They can't. She's like one of these kids that are like, nothing on my plate can touch. Are you that person?
I don't mind if it touches.
Okay.
But I only eat, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just a me thing. Like, I only eat one french fry at a time, too.
Oh, God.
One fry at a time? Yes. Was it take you a year to eat a thing
God,
of fries?
Oh, my God, at Thanksgiving. We don't have fries at Thanksgiving. I'm just saying in general. If I eat fries, two
Who
sometimes.
Are you?
What in the?
I don't
literally,
know.
How many heads are in your freezer? This is serial killer psychopath stuff.
Oh, my God.
You're weird.
Check her trunk somewhere.
Let's talk about desserts really quick. Apple pie or pumpkin, which
apple.
Is better at Thanksgiving?
Apple.
A pumpkin seems more fitting, but in the pie hierarchy, apple's superior.
Yeah.
I don't know if we...
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
I don't
like my apples touching the crust.
I don't think I do apple pie on Thanksgiving. I think I always just go for the pumpkin. Pumpkin or sweet potato?
Pumpkin.
A pie?
Yeah. I'm going
pumpkin,
sweet potato.
Still. The sweet potato one is pretty good. You have that one with the marshmallows melted on top. You ever had that?
Not on a pie. I mean, as like a side, you have your sweet potatoes or yam.
Yeah, but it's very like desserty.
Yeah.
It tastes very desserty.
But sweet potato pie, I would have that over pumpkin any day.
I don't know if I've ever had a traditional sweet potato pie.
Really? It's delicious. I would say I'll try to make you one and bring it in, but I tried making a pumpkin pie a couple weeks ago.
No. And major fail.
Did not go well. Not go well at all. Jess, you usually do a Friendsgiving every Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah. Was there no Friendsgiving this
no
year?
No Friendsgiving this year, you guys.
No I friends guess. Or no just friends. No giving?
No, just no one really stood up and coordinated anything, so we just kind of all let it slide.
Wow.
Which I'm actually not too mad at, just because the holiday season is going by way too quick. I have no time for anything, I feel. You know, a lot of naps to take.
Yeah.
Priorities.
All right, and that was your Thanksgiving talk on The JV Show. Thanks for tuning in.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Thanks for hanging out at the JV Show and happy Wednesday to you. All right, Graham, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about tattoos, and I got a tattoo question for you ladies. So ooh. Millie Bobby Brown, she's the one from Stranger Things. She like started off as a kid. Now she's like 38 in the show.
Yeah,
she's
basically.
She's really not. But I think she's
By
like,
the way, the new Stranger Things is about to come out.
Oh.
When? I think tomorrow. Tomorrow
oh
it drops.
Oh my God.
It drops on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's just the first part. And then the second part, Christmas Day. And then the third part, New Year's.
I still got to watch season two.
Oh, my God. Thanks
Maybe
for reminding
season
me, Sam. I'm
three.
So excited.
I think I got through season two and then was just like, the things are strange enough. I'm good here.
Wow. Right, Wait, it's today, Selena.
It's today? I thought it was Thanksgiving Day.
No, November 26th.
Dude.
Dude. Okay.
Selena. Wow.
Nice. I have to go home now then.
Okay.
Yeah. I have plans.
I have to be excused.
We know what you are going to be doing later today. All right. So she said in a recent interview, I guess she already has 8 tattoos on her body, but she thinks this quote from Star Wars might be her next tattoo. She said, quote, "The other day I said to Jake," that's her husband, because she got married to Bon Jovi's kid,
yes.
I think, right? She said, he was like, "I love you." And then I was like, "I know." And he was like, "What are you, Han Solo?" And I was like, "Yeah, I just love that. I love that line. It's so cute." So that's
Wait, what was the line?
I'm confused.
"I love you, I know."
Okay.
That's a line from Empire Strikes Back. Somebody says to Princess Leia, "I love you." And she's like, "I know." Or something like that. I can't remember who says what. But that's a Star Wars line. And she's singing, well, that might be her next tattoo, getting that quote tattooed on herself. I've got a twofold question. One, Selena, do you have any quotes tattooed on you? And then the next question for both of you ladies, how do you feel about the quote tattoos?
Not any quotes.
Like phrases or sayings? Anything?
Laugh, love.
Yeah.
No, I have a prayer.
Okay.
But not like a movie quote or anything.
But that's sort of like
an I guess it's
sort
of
like
it's
a saying.
Kind of along those lines.
What does it say? Are you allowed to say?
I have the Serenity Prayer. Funny story.
She says that to me like I should know what that means. I've never been in church in my life.
God grant me the...
God
grant
me the...
Just
look at it. It's on your body.
Yeah, it's on you somewhere. Read it off.
God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the wisdom to change... No, the courage to change the things I can and the wisdom to know the difference.
Man, things you get tattooed on your body but don't follow in real life.
It was one of my first tattoos. And I didn't know until after, and everyone's like, okay, that's cool. I didn't know until after that that's something people learn in AA meetings.
Oh, no regrets.
I'm like, oh my God, people are going to think that I like maybe learned it in AA. But whatever.
Where is that on you?
It's on my side.
Got it.
Oh, so
it's
hard
is like,
to read.
Start
hard
reading.
To,
I can't read it.
And then like you hold it up to a mirror and it's backwards.
Back, yeah.
And you're like, I don't know. It's
Anyways, that's
tough
as,
to read.
That's as far as like a quote, I guess I would have.
How do you feel about quote tattoo or expression tattoos just in general? Or like people get their little mantra or whatever it is. Where are we at with that? Because tattoo like sort of trends come and go. You know what I mean?
I don't mind it. I mean, I actually like the way text tattoos look.
Yeah.
Don't mind it.
I was about to say girl, woman, mm-hmm. Sheena Shea on Vanderpump Rules, on her forearm, she has one that says, "It's all happening."
That one's stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So yours is so cool. Give me the strength and serenity
that
or whatever.
Is, that
but hers,
one is stupid.
It's all happening. You think that's stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, that one, it sounds kind of tough to put like some real meaning behind that one.
Jess, where are you at with a quote or expression or saying tattoos? Lots
like
of people
the
have them, so
ones.
Be careful.
Yeah, I like the meaningful ones. I will say though, like I am still so surprised to this day when we find out that people get a tattoo in a different language and it means totally different.
And it's all spelled
it
wrong.
Has a totally different meaning than what they thought it meant in the beginning. Because it's
always
like, do
risky.
Your research. Do your research. and get
But
the
even
one.
Even if they do their research and they see that it means one thing,
it could mean something.
It could also it could have double meanings, right. You know, depending on the context. So those are things that like people don't take into consideration because it's a foreign language. You don't speak that language. It's so scary. It's so risky.
I love you. I know.
I love you too, Graham. Oh.
No, I was saying the line from Star Wars, you creep.
We're besties. Weirdo. I think so I'm going to town for Thanksgiving, obviously, tomorrow to go be with my family.
Yeah.
I think we might be getting matching sister tattoos.
Really?
Whoa. Maybe.
What will you be getting?
That I'm not sure yet.
Live, laugh, love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all happening.
Yeah.
Something cool. Sisterhood.
No, I think we're going to get, I think what
Hashtag
we wanted
sisters.
To do.
Yeah.
I think we were going to do just like hearts, but then get like whatever sibling number we are, get that one filled in. But then someone told me that it reminded them of, what's that really nerdy video game with like wizards and stuff?
Dungeons and Dragons? That's not a video game. Well, I guess it probably is a video game.
No, there's like
Game of Thrones.
Zelda.
Zelda. Oh. The Legend of Zelda.
I guess there's something that looks like that in the games. I'm trying to convince my sisters that we can't do those hearts anymore.
Oh, like the little lives. Yeah, little heart
something
lives.
Something like that. So I don't know what we're getting. I don't even know if it's happening, but we keep on talking about it. So maybe.
Obviously, it's going to be Thanksgiving. Get turkeys.
Why don't you guys get something that's each like a piece of a larger picture, and then when you smush your butt cheeks together, it makes the picture.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good idea.
Something cool. Like, it only works when the three sisters are all hip to hip.
There's four of us.
Okay, the four sisters. Okay. Oh, man, it's going to be harder to mush all your parts together, but you can probably figure it out.
This is so weird. All right, coming up next on the JV Show, it's our Yup Nope game.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, it's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And let's go to the phones. Good morning, Anna. Actually, hold on, Anna. Hang on.
Hang on, stand by there. Good morning, Anna.
Are you there?
Hi.
Yay, you're there. We got you on. All right, Anna, we have on the line for you this week.
Tickets for Demi Lovato.
Woo!
Nice.
All you have to do is answer 3 out of 4 random trivia questions correct, and the tickets are yours. Can you do that?
I think so.
Easy peasy. All right, here we go with question number 1. Finish this insurance company slogan. Nationwide is on blank.
Nationwide is on your side.
Yes!
There you go.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Yep.
There we go.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Nationwide is on your side.
Easy.
That was good. All right, question number 2. What state in the United States grows the most oranges?
Georgia? Florida?
Nope.
Unfortunately not. A lot of people assume it's Florida, but it is right here, California. We grow the most oranges. Put some respect on California.
I didn't know that.
Georgia is peaches.
Yeah.
That's right.
Also, we probably grow more peaches than they do, too. Oh. Who knows? California grows everything.
Everything's just one big lie, apparently.
You're welcome, the rest of you, the United States.
Let's get to question number 3, and you're allowed to miss one, so it's all good. Here's question number 3. What type of mythical creature is featured in the logo of Starbucks?
A mermaid.
Yep.
Yay! Okay.
Technically, it's a siren, but we'll take mermaid. God. We'll take mermaid. It's the same. Yeah, siren, mermaid, whatever. It's all the same. All right, question number 4. You need this one to win the game, and you got this one. Prior to Levi's Stadium, what was the home of the San Francisco 49ers?
Candlestick Park.
There you go. Nicely done.
Congratulations, Anna. You're going to be checking out Demi Lovato at Chase Center.
Yay!
Anna, congrats. Hang on for that winning. And today's Hot is Trending is coming up next. Can we talk about all the performers that are performing at the NFL games tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for today's hottest trending. The only thing that really matters is what's going on tomorrow on Thanksgiving. Graham, do you have details on the halftime performers and all that good stuff?
I do, because move over, Super Bowl halftime show. Nobody cares about that anymore. Wait, who's performing at the Super Bowl halftime show this year?
Bad Bunny!
Oh, that's right, Bad Bunny!
Okay, Oh my God, the disrespect!
Well, listen to the lineup tomorrow, and you guys tell me if you're excited about this. Do you guys normally watch football on Thanksgiving?
No.
It's on.
What?
It's on, but like I don't pay attention to it. Nobody really does. It's just like background noise.
I'm kind of with you on that. I don't like sit down and get super invested in the games because the 49ers, I don't think, ever play on Thanksgiving. And it's usually the Lions and some other teams I don't really give a fart about. Unless, of course, I'm gambling on the games. And then I will be watching a little closer. But they actually, this year, are trying to really line up like big names for the Thanksgiving game halftime show. So you guys let me know if you give a fart about any of these. Green Bay Packers at the Lions. I think that's the first game of the day. They're going to have Jack White performing at the halftime show.
I'm good. I'm good.
Moves the needle for you at all, Jess? Are you a big Jack White fan?
No.
The White Stripes didn't do anything for you?
No.
She's over there furiously Googling Jack White. Selena, do you know who Jack White is?
I think I do.
The White Stripes? Are you familiar?
Yeah, I think. I know,
Jack?
Sure.
I don't think either.
I know who Jack Black is.
I know Jack Black. I know Jack Harlow.
This is the opposite of Jack Black because it's Jack White.
Yeah.
Jack White, very, very talented musician. You guys apparently don't give a fart about that.
Yeah.
He's going to be doing the halftime show again for the Green Bay Lions game. Okay. That's the first game of the day. Now, game two, Kansas City Chiefs at the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, the Cowboys always play on Thanksgiving. Right. The performer for this one, you guys?
I think I know this one.
Post Malone.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Yeah. But will that make you tune into the game?
No.
Probably not.
Maybe not the game, but will you tune in to watch that performance at halftime?
No.
I'll watch it on social media.
Wow. Okay.
But
so,
I'm here for Posty, especially because he's a Cowboys fan, right?
We're 0 for 2 on farts given thus far. I figured you guys would be in for that one. That's like a pretty big deal. All right. Game three of the day, because there's three games. We got Bengals at Ravens. This one for the halftime show, Lil Jon.
Oh, okay, that'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Okay, so when it was Post Malone's like, oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And then Lil Jon for the Ravens game, you're like, okay, that would be fun. That would be fun. So I
care more. I think Lil Jon would be a better show.
Than Post Malone?
I mean, they're both equally good, but in different ways, I guess.
Okay, like, that would be good.
Lil Jon's more of like a turn up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it'll be like...
And Post Malone is you want to see like really good live music and instruments and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but a minute ago when you guys were like, oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
and then
yeah,
I asked, will
motions,
you watch?
Motions.
Will you watch? And you guys were like, no, I won't watch. So when I said Lil Jon, you're like, that could be good. That could be good. I don't even have to ask. That means you're not going to watch.
No, I'm not watching any of this.
No, probably not.
Isn't Lil Jon too busy doing guided meditation?
Yeah,
stuff?
I'm surprised he has time for anything these days.
Do you think he's like, because of all the meditation albums he's recorded, he's like going to be all calmed down, or do you think he's going to be like turned down for what?
Well, maybe he's going to do a meditation.
To turn it back up
on that stage.
Are you able to turn it that far back up after you've turned it that far down?
Yeah.
I think if anyone can do it, he can do it. He's Lil Jon.
All right. Anyways, you know, those are your games.
I also don't like that the NFL is trying to like make this a thing. Like,
why not?
Is...
They own Thanksgiving.
No, I know, but
it used to be just one game at one point.
Yeah.
Right?
Why is there so many games now? And
there's always been multiple games.
This is supposed to be like us spending time with our family. Yeah. And like now we're going to have all the guys glued to the TV.
But now isn't this giving you something else to watch that's not football? The halftime shows. Like, this is a lot of people like, I don't give a fart about the Super Bowl. I want to watch the halftime show. Well, here you go. They're giving you three pretty marquee halftime shows. Well, you don't give a fart about, and one that, oh yeah, and then the other one that, it could be pretty good.
That could be nice.
Yeah, that could be nice.
That could be nice.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show on a Wednesday. Happy hump day.
Oh, yeah, it's hump day, hump day.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
So I think it was on Monday's show I mentioned that as my family is preparing for Thanksgiving, I like starve myself, not on purpose, like not definitely not in like an eating disorder type of way. I just want to save all my hunger for Thanksgiving so I can eat as much food as I possibly can.
Okay. Yeah.
And you were like, Graham, you said that's not really a good idea because, and it's true, you tend to eat less.
Yeah, your stomach shrinks up.
You get full so much faster.
You lose capacity.
Yeah, well, experts are saying actually don't do that. Don't fast before the big meal. They're saying instead eat throughout the day. Eat your dinner slowly and then pause before getting seconds. Honestly, I can't remember a time I was even able to get seconds.
Really?
Because I'm so full. Barely have room for dessert. Graham, you'll go for seconds.
Every year except because I had my side of the family's Thanksgiving this past weekend, and this was the first time I did not get a second plate. I showed some restraint, but also I overloaded the hell out of that first plate. There wasn't even enough room for stuff, and then I realized I hadn't even grabbed everything, and I was just piling stuff on top of stuff. Selena, that would have been your nightmare, because I know how you don't like any food touching or mixing together.
Oh,
you're like
yeah.
a six-year-old. Mine was just like stuffing was stacked on top of the potatoes, was stacked on everything, was just like a
mountain.
Oh,
my God, I can't.
Oh, it was the best.
I can't do that. The experts are saying that after your first plate, give your body time to register that, you know, that you're full. That way you give yourself a little break before going back for seconds. They're also suggesting something else, and I want to know if this is something you do.
Okay.
And I feel like we may have talked about this in previous years, Graham, but experts are saying after dinner, you should go for a fart walk with your family.
How considerate of you. Nah, I just squeak a couple into the couch cushions in the other
room. You're so gross.
A couch cushion muffles it all. You can nobody can hear a thing. It's perfect. It's the best way to do it. It's all loud in there anyways. Everyone's talking.
That's so disgusting.
You just knock a couple into the couch
They're
cushions and it's totally fine.
Even going for a 10 to 15 minute walk after dinner could get your digestive system moving to help prevent blood sugar spikes and to ease bloating. So go take your family with you on a little fart walk, a little post-meal walk, and you can make it into like a post-dinner social ritual every Thanksgiving.
See, but that's the thing is like I'd have to do it on my own because there's no way I'm going with like my fiance and having him experience
you fart.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't even.
That's when you're like,
he doesn't
oh,
know
I
do that.
No, he doesn't know.
I'm just
going to
step out. I'll take the dog for a walk. And everyone's like, we don't have a dog. You're like, don't worry. I'll be back in a little bit. Jess is just out there ripping him in the driveway. Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
I love those videos. And I wonder if they're fake or planned. Probably, but they're still so funny. When somebody walks out to let one go, mm-hmm. not knowing they're being recorded on the Ring camera.
Yeah,
and then they walk back in right after.
Yeah. I let one.
That would be Jess. That's Jess at Thanksgiving.
I had one the other day on our Ring camera, and luckily my wife has not established her app yet, so I know there's nobody else that gets the videos other than me. I had a good one the other day.
Ew.
I thought I should go back and find that footage. I was going, let me ask you this about getting seconds really quick, Selena, because look, my family did our Thanksgiving this past Saturday, and I didn't go back for seconds, but I did go back for a couple, like, just bites, you know, fork straight into the mac and cheese. And I went back for like a couple bites at the end because I was like, I can't eat it. I'm not going to pile up a full plate because if I do, I'm going to grab one of everything and that's just too much. I went back for a couple bites of mac. But would you guys have gone back for the mac and cheese after, because my brother right before that pulled the dark hair out of his. He was sitting right next to me and he's like, there was like something sticking out of his mac and he pulled on it. Dude, and it was a long dark hair.
Ew.
So would you guys have gone back for seconds of mac like I did, even after seeing the hair come out of there?
Do you know whose hair it was?
No.
That matters.
It depends. Yeah, it depends on whose hair it is.
Now, I'm going to say this because this was like some pre-made mac and cheese that came with our ham or something. I can't remember where it came from. I don't think anyone home made it. So I don't know if that hair had origins in our family or not.
Oh, and you still ate it?
Dude, it was good mac and cheese. No. Like, I just needed like two more little bites of mac and cheese.
I'm not going back.
I'm not. I'm out.
Unless it's my hair or my mom's
hair. Yeah, I'll only eat stuff that has my own hair and fingernails dropped into it.
This thing was...
Oh,
yeah, this thing was dark and curly. But also very long, so I don't think it was one of those. I was a bit
what
shook.
What if it was a guy's like chest hair?
It could have been anything at this
Ew,
point.
That's so disgusting.
I'm just glad my brother found it before he bit into it.
Some people don't care. Like if we go out and like get some burritos or something, my man could pull out the longest, thickest hair that you know was, you know, that traveled through the entire burrito. He'll just pull it out and just keep on eating.
Really?
He does not care.
Depending on hunger level, I've done it before. But
That's
sometimes
so
it can
gross.
Ruin the thing.
No, if it's at a public place, I care. I care a lot. I'm done with my food at that point. If it's at home, that's different.
Yeah, because it's your own.
Because, yeah, so.
Yeah, whatever.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. By the way, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We're going to take a little break from the Thanksgiving content because it's all we've been talking about because it's all we can think about. Mm-hmm. But I do want to talk about this Reddit post that I found, you guys. I thought it was kind of funny. So this woman is writing about how her and her boyfriend, they've been dating for over 3 years. And he decided that he wanted to open up their relationship.
Nice. Oh, obviously, sorry, Jess voice. Nice.
Obviously, this is like a reason for him to get with other ladies, but he comes to her and he's like, you know what? I've been thinking, let's do the open relationship thing for a little while.
Just to try it out.
She's reluctant, but was like, well, I love you. If this is what's going to make you happy, let's try it out for a little bit. And the boyfriend is like, hey, look, that means you can go on dates. You can sleep with other people if you want to. I'm going to be doing the same thing, just so you know, but we'll both be doing it. So it's not like cheating, right?
Right.
So they open up the relationship. She joins a dating app. She said within a few days, she had over 500 likes. And she is, you know, she's texting, she's arranging dates, she's meeting up with people like regularly, and she's hooking up with them.
Damn.
Turns out the boyfriend, who's the one that wanted the open relationship in the first place, couldn't get any dates.
Wow.
And now he's mad.
So he thought he was going to be going out and smashing instead.
Yeah.
This chick is the one just getting smashed. Yeah, there's something about it when you are in a relationship as a guy, women just fling themselves at you left and right. The second you're single, they are nowhere to be found. They want nothing to do with you. It's science somehow. I don't know
how?
Why.
How is
thing.
That?
It's a thing.
I don't like that.
I'm just telling you, it's a thing. Every guy's like, oh man, look at all, I have all these options. As soon as they break up with the person they're with, there are no options. There's zero. None.
I mean, I don't know how that would happen, because who would know like the relationship status of a person?
Women can smell it on you.
Maybe that's what it is. The pheromones, I think, mm-hmm. is what they're called.
It's
the pheromones.
Thing.
But I think there's something to that. Like the boyfriend effect. You see somebody, and this is honestly why I think women are so willing to sleep with married men too, is because you see them as husband material. Like, so you see a boyfriend as boyfriend material.
In
you
a
see,
committed relationship.
You see that he yep. can commit. You see that he's so good to that girlfriend, and that's really attractive to a lot of ladies.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense, because
it's very backwards, but
right.
it makes sense.
Because then if you see that he's cheating on their partner, then obviously they don't have these great qualities, you know?
Right.
Yeah, but he's telling you that I think you're the one and blah, 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 and stuff like that. Like, oh, we were never that in that good of a relationship.
Wow.
And they sell you that, and then you're like, oh, yeah, swoon. I'm telling you, regular old single guy, if it was the same version of that same guy, you'd be like, no, no.
Wow, that's kind of
no
interesting.
Chance. I'm telling you, it's a thing. It's science. Look it up.
So, yeah, so this boyfriend who ended up getting no dates, and this is like over a six-month period of them being in an open relationship, he came back to his girlfriend and was like, hey, let's close the relationship back up and just be me and you. And now she's like, I don't know if I want to do that. And now she wants to,
because she's
break,
living
now
life.
She wants to break up with him.
Oh my
And so
God.
She was asking Reddit, am I the a-hole?
Nope.
No,
he's the one
that
asked for
still
it.
Him, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is
it,
his
yeah.
idea.
He started it. Also, I could never open a relationship and then close it again.
No,
I couldn't move past that.
Me either.
Even
clearly,
if there were clear ground rules about what's, I no. Uh-uh.
But clearly this boyfriend thought that she wasn't going to be able to go through with it. She wasn't going to be with other people, and that he was going to be doing all the smashing.
Yeah.
And it was the complete opposite.
Spectacular backfire. Whoops.
So good. All right. Coming up next on the JV show, let's talk about the first Thanksgiving. Not like ever
like
in America.
Like when the Pilgrims got here?
No. But for my family, I wanted to share this little story with everyone.
Okay.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. We're the JV show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And happy hump day.
Oh, yes, hump day. Hump day.
Right. A lot of Thanksgiving talk, obviously, because Thanksgiving is tomorrow. Jess, I'm wondering if you have a similar story, you being from Mexico and mm-hmm. all. So I think I've told the story on the air before. Before coming to the United States, like, my family did not celebrate Thanksgiving because it's an American holiday.
Right.
You know what I mean? So when they first got here, they're like, what the F is Thanksgiving? What is what is everybody doing?
It's a legitimate question.
Had no plans to celebrate it at all. And so my mom's very first memory of a Thanksgiving ever was like day of. They're like, okay, people are like cooking a bird. Goes to the grocery store.
A bird?
Goes to the
Some
grocery
sort
store.
Some sort of a previously winged creature.
Goes to the grocery store, and like all they could get and afford was a chicken. So they got
like a rotisserie chicken.
They got like a whole chicken. Well, she made it. It was an already rotisseried.
Okay.
But like my mom comes home and she like cooks this chicken, and that was my family's very first Thanksgiving ever.
Wait, that's such a cute memory.
I know. So I'm wondering, do you and your mom have something similar?
Well, I have to ask my mom, because I don't think she has talked to me about this specifically. But it's weird, because when I think about, because I have family in Mexico, and I just automatically assume that they're also celebrating, but they don't.
They're not
celebrate Thanksgiving, so it's kind of weird.
Them, happy Thanksgiving, yeah. Everybody.
Like, it's a weird thing, like, because I'll hear my mom like talking to them on the phone or something, and I'm like, oh, what are they doing? Like, are they getting together? And it's like, no, they don't celebrate it. But I feel like for Thanksgiving, maybe that's the reason why it has never been like the biggest holiday for us. We celebrate Christmas a lot more than we do Thanksgiving. So maybe
that would make
that's
sense.
Why. Yeah. Graham, any story like this?
Graham, can you relate?
Yeah. No, I just always remember going to
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question about texting your, you know, family in Mexico?
Uh-huh.
Do you, when you're texting them a question, do you put an upside down question mark at the start of the sentence?
Sometimes I do, because I feel like
they're
going to
call you too
way.
Americanized
right.
if you don't.
You know,
but I know if that like got shorthanded, like you erase that, you know, everyone cuts a
I'm
bunch
sure,
of stuff out of the way that
yeah.
they text. Do you, is that, I'm curious about Spanish texting.
I know I've done it before for sure.
Yeah.
And like if I'm texting my mom or my brother and I'm texting them in Spanish, I'll for sure just do one at the end.
Yeah.
But if I'm texting my family in Mexico, then that's different, because I feel like
gotta,
I have to use the
gotta
one
hit
in front.
With
yeah.
the upside down. Selena, do you ever use the upside down question mark?
I don't even
know
how to do that.
I don't know where to find it. It's got to be in there somewhere,
that?
Right?
Oh, yeah. You just keep the question mark pressed down, and then it gives you more options for more question marks.
Oh, I have another texting question, because you know how sometimes for you know how sometimes for emphasis, we put like a million question marks and then followed by an exclamation mark and
yeah.
sometimes a question mark after that.
Yeah.
Do you guys do that in Spanish, too?
And do you have
and
to put a million upside down question marks at the start of the sentence? Yeah.
I don't think an upside down exclamation mark exists, so
I mean just the question marks.
Yeah,
but will you go like upside down question mark, upside down question
no.
mark, exclamation mark, back to upside down question mark for emphasis.
You're like, to a serio? And then a whole bunch of like, does that mean, are you serious?
No.
Oh.
No. I think you would do just one
close,
upside down.
I feel like, right?
One upside down question mark, I would assume, and then a million right side up question marks in the end. So in the beginning, just do
only
one.
Only that one is the upside down one. Yeah, that's true.
How would you say, are you serious in Spanish?
¿Es en serio?
That was close.
We're getting inside. We were supposed to be talking
about
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, what are we doing?
I don't know. Thanksgiving turned into an upside down punctuation.
Because everybody's off of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Two things. First, let's talk about the Met Gala. I told you how a lot of people were very annoyed that it's going to be funded come May. That's when the next Met Gala is. It's going to be funded by the Bezos.
Yeah.
Remember I told you that?
The Bezi.
Yeah.
Jeff and Lauren Bezi.
Well, Anna Wintour, who has like a huge role with Met Gala as well, she is praising Lauren. She said, I think Lauren is going to be a wonderful asset to the museum and to the event.
A wonderful asset. What? Yeah, no yeah,
of
no
course
crap.
She had
She's
to say,
worth billions of dollars.
We're incredibly grateful for her. She's a great lover of costume and obviously of fashion. So we're thrilled she's a part of the night.
Yeah. Translation, she's got a gazillion limitless
like
wealth behind
her.
Nice. Some rando that's super into fashion and costumes, they're like, get off of here.
So many people who are so annoyed that they're playing as big of a role as they are in this. Did we cover the theme? What do you guys think of the theme? The theme for the next Met Gala is costume art.
What does that even mean?
Isn't that supposed to be like what it is anyways?
I know.
That's what I don't understand.
It's a fun, it's people wearing costumes and raising money for costumes.
Yeah, explores the role of the dressed body.
What?
That's every year, I thought. That's the whole point of this thing.
We're doing that right now. Our bodies are dressed.
Yeah.
I don't know. The whole thing is dumb.
It's so stupid.
Can
that thing be canceled? Can we collectively come together and say nobody give a fart? No media needs to show up for this. We just don't need it.
I would be fine with that. But I do sometimes like the pictures. If something is like over the top, ridiculous.
And it kind of seems like with this theme, a lot of people could get it wrong. So they're going to pop up in just like the most random things that ever.
Oh, they
but
will.
They always are in most random things. And anybody's like, well, fashion is art and art is open for interpretation.
So we can't cancel it completely, because then
yes,
where would Jason Derulo fall down the stairs?
Right.
That's the only good thing that's ever come out of this. Otherwise, like, no look that you're going to see on the red carpet out there. Someone's going to be like, I can't wait till that gets to the shelves at TJ Maxx so I can wear that same thing. It'll never happen.
The other
it's
thing
pointless.
I wanted to throw out here really quick. I told you before, I think Ray J's honestly losing it a little bit. Every live stream he does, every video he posts, it's just weird.
It's a little weird.
The things he says. He's just unhinged. But one of the most recent things he said is that he slept with 10,000 women.
I don't believe
Do we? I was going to say, do you think that's accurate?
10,000?
I'm sure the number's very large, but the math on that, like 10,000 is, that's a big number.
I don't think so.
But if you're doing like 1,000 a year, I mean, I feel like.
1,000 a year? How many days are there in a year?
How many weekends are there in a year?
52.
52, yeah.
Okay.
52.
Yeah, even if you did someone every day, that's 365.
52. Just, okay, yeah, do the math.
But over 20 years.
10,000 divided by 365, that's 27 years of doing someone every single day. Like, okay. You mean to tell me that dude ain't never had an off day?
His math is
or
a
he ate a bad batch of chili and couldn't get it done that day. You know what I mean? Like, get out of here. That's just like a big brag. I'm sure the number's big. Could be well into the thousands. 10,000. Shut up.
All right. Coming up next on the JV Show, our cool or not list.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.